Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rhein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhein. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-0 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhine moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Toett, who is chasing the ball. Gerber reaches third base with a triple. Rhine scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. Skarrat hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards first. Toett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 0-for-1 in the game. Toett hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Faber reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skarrat moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield catches it and throws to second with Sissel covering, to double up Skarrat. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhine hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Gerber moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Gerber trying to get to home. Metzler throws the ball into Berg, who tags Gerber, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Skarrat moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Reeves pinch runs for Phil Tote. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow pinch hits for Jack Russell. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Williams steals second. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston now catching. Ken Williams now playing first base. Milt Gaston now pitching. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat. Tate reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 3 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving strikes out. The ball gets by Berg. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bill Narlski pinch runs for Johnny Heving. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Skarrat goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.